Now, there happened to be a devotee named Abhiram Thakur. How many of you have heard of Abhiram Thakur? What were his special qualities? Who would like to name some of his special qualities? Someone raise their hand. Yes, Prabhu. What was the name of the whip? Jai Mangala. It was a whip. But this was not an ordinary whip. Anyone he hit with it would immediately become ecstatic in love of God. Very powerful. And what was another quality of Abhiram Thakur? If he offered obeisances to any stone, if it wasn't a bona fide Shalagram Shila, it would break into powder. And if he offered obeisances to any human being, if they had even an atomic particle of material desire or false ego, they would die. So he didn't offer obeisances to everybody. Otherwise, he would have been like a serial killer from the material point of view. Of course, dying in the presence of such a person, you would get liberated. So when he heard the story of Lord Chaitanya personally giving this little boy Gopal the name Gopal Guru, he was so excited, he just decided, I'm going to offer obeisances to this boy. So from Kanakula Krishna Nagar in Bengal, where he was living, he began his pilgrimage to Jagannath Puri. And the word spread that Abhiram Gopal is coming to offer obeisances to little Gopal. People were very much afraid. What happens if he has even the slightest ego? He'll die. We love him very dearly. And little Gopal, he didn't think he was an advanced devotee. So when Abhiram approached Puri, little Gopal was in Gambira with Lord Chaitanya. And Abhiram came. It was very suspenseful. He walked in the room and there was little Gopal looking at him. And Gopal jumped on Lord Chaitanya's lap for shelter. Just a little boy. He was just embracing Lord Chaitanya on his lap. And Abhiram Thakur offered his dandavat prostrated obeisances. And by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, little Gopal survived. Thus everyone knew for certain, without doubt, that his heart was completely pure. He had complete faith in the chanting of the holy names. This is so very, very important. If we simply have faith that chanting the holy names of Krishna, we will attain the ultimate perfection of life, then we will attain the ultimate perfection of life. It's just a matter of time.